Good morning, or good afternoon, or maybe even good evening. I guess it all depends on when you work your business. This is Nancy Roberts, and we are bringing you the Overcoming Call Reluctance 30-day coaching system. It's day one, and I just wanted to welcome everybody into the system, and this will be your first day working the program. So I'm really excited to have everyone with us. I know Chris is really excited as well. Basically, what I'm going to do is every day I'm going to record a little bit to get you started, to work you through the manual so you understand what's required there. And then Chris is going to be out in the field doing his sales calls and recording with you how he uses the tools to push through his fear in his business. I'm going to be doing the same thing in my business. We decided if we worked the program along with you, that would be more powerful. And actually, Chris and I got started a few days earlier so that we would have these audios ready to go when you started and uploaded onto the web. So we'll be able to share with you some of our successes as well. So let's start day one in the manual, and let me just review what we're looking for there. Number one under day one says big dream or goal. And what I really want you to do here is focus on what that big dream is, like that dream life that you have. Maybe it's even a goal that you haven't spoken to anybody because you doubt how you're going to get there. You don't know how. You question whether you can. But I think we all have a big dream or goal in our heart. Sometimes we call these BHAGs, big, hairy, audacious goals. So I just want you to dream huge and I want you to write it down because I think it's really important to start this program with the possibility of what could come of our businesses and in our lives if we were to push through fear. Anything you want in your life is on the other side of fear. So this program is going to accelerate your path to success, and we're excited that we're going to be with you for that. Number two is asking for your short-term goal. This could be something you want to accomplish this week. This could be something you want to accomplish in the next 30 days as you work the program. But we're going to ask you what your short-term goal is every day because we want that to be really present for you. We want to know what you're working towards. So it could be a financial goal, it could be a number of calls, anything that if you wanted to work the program and have a certain number of clients, new clients by the end of the month, then write this in there. Number three is the caller activity that will get me closer to my short-term goal. So again, keeping focused on your short-term goal, choose an action that challenges you and moves you forward. Commit to taking that action today in spite of any negative feelings or what your gremlin may tell you. Write down the action you will take today. So here's where, as we say, the rubber hits the road. This is where the program gets difficult. You actually have to commit to taking an action, and it should be something that causes you some fear, some hesitation, some concern. Otherwise, it's not really going to serve the purpose of the program of pushing you through your fear. Number four, the story that is creating my fear or hesitation. So, what is it that you're telling yourself about this call or this activity that's creating the fear? This is what we're trying to uncover now is your story. Maybe your story is that the person will reject you. Maybe you've talked to them before and they didn't want to hear from you, and you're getting brave enough to call them again, but you're afraid the reaction's going to be the same. Maybe you think you're being too pushy because you have called the person before. Whatever it is that is going on in your mind that causes you to be concerned about calling this person, that's what we want you to write down. Number five is we want you to go to the tools in the appendix that you will use to conquer your fear. So there's a separate manual for the tools, which you should have printed out, and then there's audios for each of the tools that walk you through how to use them with examples. So pick a tool that resonates with you. If you went through the Overcoming Call Reluctance workshop with us, then you might remember a tool that was particularly powerful for you. I'd suggest that you use that. If you're new to this system, look at all the tools and then decide which one you want to try for day one. Once you use the tool to push through your fear and you take that action, I want you to acknowledge your success. At the end of the day, you're going to rate yourself on the Fear to Freedom scale below. Where did you start the day and which way did you move? Did you move closer to freedom by acting in spite of fear, or did you move closer to fear by staying in your comfort zone? And I just want you to be really careful to not beat yourself up if you didn't get the outcome you were looking for. A lot of us judge our success based on the outcome. You know, we go on a diet and we don't lose 5 pounds the first week, and then we beat ourselves up for not losing the 5 pounds. Well, I hate to tell you, ladies, but the 5 pounds are not within our control, nor is the number of people who sign up to our business or the number of people who call us back. All of those things are outside of our control. What we do have control over, though, is the actions that we take. So acknowledge yourself for the actions that you took. Even if you picked up the phone, called the person, and they weren't there, at least acknowledge yourself for making the phone call. That is success. That's one step up on the, on the scale to freedom. So make sure you acknowledge that. Okay, well, I am going to let you go so that you can do the work that you need to do. We look forward to hearing all of your successes. Remember to post them on the blog because that's how you get entered into the contest. And believe me, you're going to want to win the contest. And I will be back tomorrow with some more information for you. Have a great day.